You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Hope you got a chance to listen to Michael Phelps, the former Olympian. Got a documentary coming out tonight on HBO. The Weight of Gold really talks about life after the Olympics and the depression that he went through, and so did a few other Olympians that you'll recognize. Sean White, Apollo Ono, Bodie Miller, just some of those who are involved in this documentary. Rudy Gobert, the Utah Jazz center, is going to join us in this final hour. We also checked in with the Patriots. Right now, it's six players in counting who will opt out of this season. And there's a chance that maybe the McCourty brothers, who are age 32, have young children, they might opt out as well. I don't think this is some diabolical game plan by Bill Belichick. There's a lot of things that I could look at Belichick and say he's capable of doing that. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but because it's Belichick and the Patriots, I think that you're having people read into this a little too much there. Major League Baseball put out an extensive set of guidelines before resuming play. It was over 100 pages. Well, as it turns out, there is no set of rules on basically what the Marlins are going through right now. You got to enforce the rules. That helps. You know, they talked about there's no spitting, no high fives, but the set of rules is the easy part. Guys are high-fiving all over. The bigger problem is positive tests now. And imagine if you went into your office, if you're able to go into your office, and there were 30 people worked in the office and 15 had tested positive. How comfortable would you feel going into that office? That's what you have with the Florida Marlins. You have over half the roster has tested positive. This is a team that can't play a game until at least next Tuesday, if they're able to. 18 positive tests, out for at least a week. The league can't account for different state guidelines because they change so often. The commissioner, Rob Manfred, said this is not a nightmare scenario. And maybe it's not. Maybe this is just a hiccup. But the Florida Marlins don't know when they're going to be playing again. And what that does to the opposition, those teams need to make accommodations as well. Those teams won't be able to face the Marlins. And this could come down to who has the best winning percentage, not who plays a total of 60 games. And Major League Baseball didn't account for that. But that's the news right now with baseball and the question of when the Marlins play again. And your guess is as good as mine. But let's say you had a scenario in the NFL, because you have to be thinking of these scenarios. And baseball was short-sighted on Sunday. You let the Marlins decide after four players had tested positive. That's where baseball should have said, we're going to stop. Remember when Rudy Gobert tested positive, NBA shut it down. It was it. Now, there was a game later that night in Sacramento, and they said, nope, we're not going to finish that game. Here's baseball. Four players test positive. That's when you should have said, there's no game on Sunday. We need you guys to go in and get tested. Just be smart about this. And that's what concerns me, is you have to look at worst case scenario and then work your way back. Because you can't start the other way. You can't go into a season going, hey, what could go wrong? These things could go wrong, might go wrong, will go wrong. How do we solve those? And they didn't do that. Imagine November 29th, the Chiefs at the Buccaneers. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Some players test positive. What happens? Shut the game down? Can you do that? You got to think of those situations here, because those situations will probably arise somewhere. And I go back to the Marlins. If this had been the Yankees or the Dodgers, this would be a huge story. Because it's the Marlins, it's not as big as it should be. Because now you've been in Atlanta and Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is not sure, can they go to New York? That, is that series going to be canceled here? The Yankees couldn't go to Philadelphia. So all it takes is one team. All it takes is a couple of guys, and it could not shut down the season, but it's going to alter the season. And trying to be able to get this, the number of games in, and now Florida's, they're going to play 50 games. Everybody else gets 60 games. Yeah, McLovin.
So the football rosters are bigger, but if say four players on the Bucks that you said had it, is that enough that you're worried about the other 50 players, I think you would have to shut it down, right?
What if the quarterback room got it? They got it on a Saturday.
I heard a rumor that quarterbacks are going to train virtually. They're not going to keep all three quarterbacks in the same room.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, because they'll have screens for that reason. And put one in another city, even.
Just saw this report that Tua Tagovailoa can and will practice without limitations, according to head coach Brian Flores. Tua told Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald back in January, he's totally able physically to play football this year. His agent told me the same thing in June. Okay. Well, good for Tua. And maybe Miami's going to get a steal here. But you're always going to have this. You're always going to hold your breath when Tua plays. Maybe not you as a fan, but management is going to, because he has been susceptible to injuries. And where he's had these injuries, it's not like you're not going to be using your legs when you're playing. That's part of what makes him great. And the older he gets, the more susceptible he's going to be, it feels like, to these injuries. Maybe not in the beginning, but if he's healthy and he's able to play, do you play him? That's the big question I would have. And I don't know the makeup of the Dolphins roster. You know, they traded away Tunsil, who's one of the better tackles in the game. What's the offensive line look like? You know, your skill position guys. That team played maybe above, you know, their talent level last year in the last 6 weeks of the season. The fact they went into New England and beat New England in a game New England needed, that tells you a lot about, you know, Brian Flores preparing that team. But are you going to have Ryan Fitzpatrick? You got Josh Rosen in there as well. And then you got Tua. You know, this is what the philosophy is today in the NFL. Get the rookie out there. Let him get indoctrinated. Let him get baptized. I don't think that happens with the Chargers and Justin Herbert. We know it's not going to happen with Jordan Love in Green Bay, but it feels like we know Joe Burrow is getting out there, and Tua Tagovailoa is probably going to be thrust into action there. And you know, you can make an argument either way, because I go back to when Air McNair, I think, sat down the first 3 years of his career, and who was it? Miller played for the Falcons.
Jim Miller, or no, Chandler.
Chris.
They're all Chris Chandler.
Chris Chandler.
Those guys are all
okay.
The same.
So Chris, I know,
and Chris
like
Miller,
the same
and
person. Chris Chandler, I think, started, and they waited for 3 years for Steve McNair. I think his third year is when he started.
That's right. He was 22. His first 2 years, he started a handful of games due to injury, McNair, and then was given the reins in his third season at age 24.
Joey Bosa got paid by the Chargers. That one was one of those where I went, wait, the Chargers gave him what? And he's a really good player, but I don't know if they looked and they saw that Mahomes was signing and, all right, we're going to pay him now. Did they have to pay him now, McLovin?
I don't think so. What happens if the salary cap goes down $20 million?
I'm assuming it's going to. But, you know, I start to look at the numbers with Joey Bosa. It feels like Nick Bosa got more attention than Joey Bosa. And maybe that's just because he's a rookie. The team went to the Super Bowl. But since entering the league, Joey Bosa, the Chargers, has the top pass rush win percentage among edge defenders, winning 22% of his rushes and trailing only Aaron Donald among all defensive linemen. Is this Pro Football Focus with?
Yeah, that's like okay. An advanced stat.
Okay.
They love them, Joey Bosa.
Let's see, what else do they have here? Bosa's 91.5 pass rush grade ranks second only to Khalil Mack since 2016. Edges out Von Miller and Myles Garrett. Okay. We don't focus in on the Chargers that much. I think we did in the beginning because we wanted to see if Bosa was worth holding out for if you're the Chargers. But he's, by all accounts, he's on the short list of elite defenders, pass rushers. Yes, McLovin.
So they just released 40-10 on the NFL 100 list, and Joey Bosa is on there. Care to guess where he is between 40 and 10?
I'll say top 15.
No, he's 34, which makes it weird that he's getting paid more than anyone.
Well, wait a minute. Pro Football Focus just told me how great he was.
Well, the NFL 100 is questionable.
Oh, well, those are the players. Those are the players voting.
His brother, Nick Bosa, is 17. And Chandler Jones, another pass rusher, who gets paid a lot, is 15.
Chandler Jones?
Chandler Jones, like, kind of leading the league in over the last 5 years. He's good, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he's the best. Everyone considers him, like the best sack guy right now.
Chandler Jones is the best sack guy.
He's, like, right there. Yeah, he's really, really elite. Since he got to Arizona, his numbers are monstrous, right?
Who would you rather have, Myles Garrett or Chandler Jones?
Well, Myles is younger.
Yeah.
Probably Myles, but Chandler doesn't play the run at all. He just goes after the quarterback.
I mentioned that the Patriots have six players who have opted out. When last season ended, the Patriots had the oldest roster in the NFL. The average age was just over 28. Today, based on their training camp rosters, they're the 13th oldest team. Their average age is 23, just under 24 years of age. So the team got younger by some guys deciding that they didn't want to play this year. By the way, I think it's Dak Prescott's birthday today.
Yay.
27 years of age, right? Does that sound about right, McLovin?
Yeah, I mean, Carson turned 27 in December. Just saying Wentz did it first.
All right, here's the good. He turned 27 better than Dak did. The good is Dak has started his career with four straight seasons of at least 3,000 passing yards and at least 20 touchdown passes. In NFL history, the only other quarterbacks to do that in their first four seasons, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson Jr. III, and Derek Carr.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
The bad is Dak has a career record, including the postseason, of 14-19 against winning teams. He's 27-7 versus teams that ended up 500 or worse. See, that's not a good number. That's not good. 27-7 against teams that are 500 or worse. 14-19 against winning teams. We'll talk to Rudy Gobert coming up. A couple of phone calls here. Brandy in Iowa joins us on the program. Hi, Brandy. What do you have for us?
Hey, DP and guys. Yeah, I was just listening to the Michael Phelps interview, and I kind of thought it was a great interview, lots of important items. But then it started making me reassess when he says to the effect that I've had a decent career. I feel like, you know, I've been working for 20-some years. I'm 52, 23 years married almost, two great kids. And I think that's really good. And then all of a sudden he says he's had a decent career. It's kind of making me reevaluate. So that's my worst of the day all of a sudden.
Thank you, Brandy. Brandy's already giving best and worst of the weekend prior to next Monday.
Yeah, the midweek.
The midweek best and worst of the weekend.
The midweek worst.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was interviewed by Kyle Brandt. Kyle Brandt has a podcast on The Ringer. And Aaron Rodgers was talking about that night during the NFL draft when the Packers are on the clock who they're taking.
Yeah, I got a text from my agent. He just texted quarterback. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So I love scotch, but I've been drinking some sipping tequila lately as well. And once I got that text, I went to the pantry. I poured myself about four fingers. And I knew it was going to be one of those nights where the people are going to start calling and there's going to be, is everything fine? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. Like I said, I wasn't elated by the pick, you know, especially being one game away from the Super Bowl and feeling like we're a couple players away. But at the same time, I understand it's a business. I know that's a reality.
Yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers on Kyle Brandt's podcast. I guess at this point of his career, he's well-paid. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's got a Super Bowl. He's honest, but not angry. At least he's not angry publicly. And he knows that he's not going to end his career there. At least the odds are probably not in his favor that you trade up for Jordan Love. That's the one thing. If he fell into your lap, then I would go, okay, maybe you can't pass up on him. But you went up to get him because somebody else wanted him. And I'm told that the Indianapolis Colts wanted Jordan Love. And that's why the Packers went up to get him. Whether that's true or not. The fact that you went to get him, that's what would be really, I would be angry over that. Because Aaron Rodgers has to be thinking, oh, we're moving up. Oh, my God. What wide receiver am I going to get? Am I finally going to get a first-round wide receiver? Nope. Nope, I'm not. Oh, what are we going to get in the second and third round? You're going to get a fullback. How crushing must that have been? It's the team is now Aaron Jones's team, not Aaron Rodgers' team.
Hot, 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 hot.
And you drafted a fullback? Who else did they draft? Did they draft like a long snapper or something, McLovin? They went from, we can take a wide, we got CD, we got all these wide receivers here, right? I think CD Lamb was still available there. And we got him?
No, I think they were a little after that.
Was it? So yeah. They couldn't get CD Lamb. All right, my bad. So you could get like T. Higgins out of Clemson, Jefferson out of LSU. There were a couple of guys, right?
That Arizona State kid, I can't pronounce his name, who went to the Niners.
Yes. Yeah, Paul.
In round two, they took running back A.J. Dillon out of Boston College. And the one thing the Packers don't really need right now is a running back. They're pretty well set at that position, and they've got low-cost guys there.
And then they took a fullback.
Oh, they waited.
Oh, boy.
No wide receivers taken in the entire draft.
I know. And I said, when this draft started, I said, everybody gets a wide receiver. It's like Oprah and everybody gets a car. Everybody gets a wide receiver. There was enough talent to go around for every team to get a quality wide receiver. And Green Bay ended up with zero. Yes, McClellan.
So does Aaron Rodgers maybe want to get out of there? Is that why he's
saying would
this?
Now? If management is changing their philosophy, if they invest in a first-round pick in Jordan Love, then you know, all right, pay me the next 2 years. Let me end up with the Bears or the Patriots. By the way, I had an NFL scout who texted me when I said that earlier in the show. He goes, the Packers have loved Aaron, or the Patriots have loved Aaron Rodgers for a long, long time. And if you got that opportunity, let's say Stidham doesn't work out or Cam Newton, or you have a chance to just bring him in. Maybe San Francisco after two more years with Jimmy G. You could bring him in, let him go back to California. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, but up next, we'll talk to the Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert, 19 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. BuyRaycon.com. That's the way to go. BuyRaycon.com/Patrick, because these wireless earbuds, they're great sounding and about half the price of the premium wireless earbuds that are on the market. And you're going to get a 15% discount just by listening to this show and going to BuyRaycon.com/Patrick. So you don't have to spend the same amount of money on the premium wireless earbuds. You're going to get premium wireless earbuds with Raycon. You ask for the Everyday E25 earbuds. Best ones. Got 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass in there, compact design. You got that nice noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds, so comfortable, perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binge podcasting as well. So Snoop Dogg loves them. Brandy, Melissa Etheridge does, me, I think Mario likes them too, Tyler probably. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Patrick. That's buyraycon.com/Patrick for 15% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. I saw where the head of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, talks about a possible delay to the start of the college football season. Said yesterday that he remains very concerned about fall sports. He believes a shortened schedule and a delayed start could make sense. Yes, I've been talking about this for months now. Delay gives schools more time to study pro sports and to monitor the spread of the virus at the various schools. I do think that they will delay, but question is, can you have a full schedule? Cancer survivor James Conner won't opt out. The Steelers running back said that he, even with personal health histories, he is going to, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2015. And according to the NFL Network, he is going to play this season. A couple of phone calls in here. Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess. Welcome back. What do you have for me?
Howdy, Pete.
Hey, bud.
Found out this morning that I share something in common with Aaron Rodgers, because every time the Packers draft gets brought up, I also want four fingers of tequila. But on the game last night, before Joe Kelly took the mound, the commentators were both talking about how erratic he was, and Passon touched on it too. And even during the career at bat, they were both saying how he had no control over his fastball and he could only like throw that breaking ball that struck him out. So I do sort of question the intent with two on and then tying run at plate, but I do have a serious question for the I team.
Okay.
Has anyone seen that fabled monster tattoo that Jose Altuve was so embarrassed of and didn't want people seeing when he was getting accused of wearing the wire? Because that's just seemed to go away. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Jess. We haven't broached that topic in quite some time. Yes, Paul?
I just checked, and none of us have seen Jose Altuve shirtless this summer.
Oh. We've tried, but
yeah.
We, you know,
I've been looking.
He won't send us selfies. I send him selfies, and then he doesn't return the favor. Phil in Indiana. Hi, Phil. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan, always a pleasure to talk to you. I really appreciated the interview with Michael Phelps. Dan, I wanted to get your thoughts, because I think Olympians get overlooked. As great as Michael Phelps is, we really don't really talk much about him. And I think you can argue, Dan, he was probably the greatest clutch performer probably in sports that we've had. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Phil. I'd have to give that a little more thought there of clutchness. Yeah, Paul?
You know, he said something that Michael Phelps doesn't get talked about a lot, but he'll be talked about forever. 100 years from now, there'll be an Olympics, and you're like, well, he's still got five more medals to catch up to Phelps back in the 2000s.
Yes, Seton.
Simone Biles might change all that. Yeah. I mean, she's well on her way to... I wonder if part of that is something with Michael Phelps, where his records might not last as long in like the totals. You know what I mean? She's certainly right on his heels and seems to be the next person that can really do something.
Well, he had all those events to swim in. If Simone Biles is able to medal in individual events, then, you know, she might go down in history as the best American Olympian. She's got four golds. It feels like if you say somebody's going to win an event, out of all the Olympians, Simone Biles would be the person that you would pick.
Yet there are certain names in the Olympics that really resonate, like Usain Bolt or Michael Phelps, and Simone Biles has to be right there next
yes.
in that list.
Absolutely. But, you know, the sheer volume for Michael Phelps, the fact that we don't know how many medals he's won. I think it's 28 with 23 golds, but I don't even know. I don't know how many medals he has. When we lose track, then that tells you just how impressive somebody is. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, but if you're the fastest swimmer, I mean, what's the difference between one gold medal and 28? I mean, you're just swimming.
Wow. Wow. Why didn't you say that when we had Michael Phelps on?
I want to see Paulie race him.
Tough guy. Yeah, we thought it would be maybe an even race if I made Michael Phelps swim an entire night of, you know, like a suit of armor. And I'm thinking, do you want to go 50 meters with Michael Phelps, or does it help you to go 100 meters?
So a pool is 50, so he would go back and forth for me to go fourth? Like
oh, you're only doing 50 and he's got a suit of armor on?
Well, let's say it was, I don't know how fast he goes.
If I said you go 50 and he goes 100, he's still beating you.
Oh, yeah. I'd need an outboard motor to make 50.
If I gave you fins.
I'm a terrible swimmer. And I'm terrible at all sports, Dan, but I'm particularly terrible
okay,
at swimming.
Okay, but why did you want to challenge Michael Phelps to a swimming contest?
Because it'd be good TV.
It's content. Yes. Yes.
Is that safe to swim in a suit of armor?
No, it's not. And I said, what about cement shoes? And he said, all right, well, that might make it, you know, interesting. 28 medals, 23 gold for Michael Phelps. Could Michael Phelps beat you at archery?
No. It would be totally reversed. I would be talking smack.
You're the Michael Phelps of archery?
Whoa.
I also was fantastic as a teenager. Yeah, I mean, I retired from the sport because I'd mastered it.
You'd already accomplished everything you wanted
Phelps. To. He's not going to Japan. I'm not going to the World Championships.
Yeah. Michael in Los Angeles. Hi, Mike. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
A little fired up today.
Okay.
About that Wee Willie Nancy boy, Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a ring for the 2018 Red Sox. I don't see him offering to give back the ring and the World Series purse. So that makes him a hypocrite and a coward in my book.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. You know, Joe Kelly, but the Red Sox did lose to the Astros in 2017. I guess if he's a little frosty, it might be because of that, the 2017. But, you know, he wasn't with the Dodgers when the Dodgers lost to the Astros. But, and I know that Joe Kelly was not, he didn't have his best control. All I know is after he struck out Carlos Correa, he did say something to him. And that led me to believe that there was far more to those pitches against Bregman and Correa. Because he struck him out with a nasty breaking ball and then said something to him. And that precipitated the, you know, bench clearing discussion that they had there. But it felt like Joe Kelly was pitching with a chip on his shoulder there. And those pitches were, and maybe that's why, you know, he didn't get a warning and he didn't hit anybody. So, but to me, it felt like those were one pitch behind you. And you can have lose control a little bit, but you throw pitches behind somebody, that's a little bit different. And up by their head. And I never understood this. If you throw a pitch and you know that it got away from you, why don't you say to the hitter, my bad, sorry. Or just a wave. If you truly did not try to hurt anybody, then you just go, like, how many times you cut somebody off in traffic and you didn't know it, and then you just give a wave to it? Like, maybe Joe Kelly couldn't do that because then his teammates would be like, what are you doing? You know, give them that thought in their mind that you're going to throw at them. Yeah, see.
I'm noticing that Astros fans are particularly good at deflecting their own cheating. They're like, oh, yeah, says the guy who played for the Sox and the Cardinals, too. Yeah, all right, whatever. Like, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, guy, he should know about cheating. You did it.
Let's bring in a lifelong Astros fan, Todd Fritz. Oh, Todd doesn't want to talk today.
He's in Rudy Gobert finding mode.
Oh, wait, we've lost Rudy Gobert?
The Stifel Tower.
Jazz are looking for him and reminding him to...
they've lost him?
How can you lose a 7-3 Frenchman?
In the bubble. I knew it was too good to be true. When Todd said, Rudy Gobert is going to join us. And I said, really?
Like, wow, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's...
Well, apparently he hasn't. You've got 20 minutes or so to land the Stifel Tower. That is one of the great nicknames. The Stifle Tower is awesome. So we're hoping to have Rudy and the Goberts joining in. I know Reggie Miller is going to join us tomorrow. Is Reggie going to be in the bubble tomorrow?
Reggie will be in the bubble tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He's got the Clippers-Lakers game, but he's going to join us from Orlando.
All right. Well, that's good. It'll be fun to talk to Reg. Haven't talked to him in a little while here on the program. Update the poll results there, McLovin.
Okay, the hour two poll was, oh, would you throw at the Astros if you were an opposing pitcher? It's up to 62% said yes. So people want to throw at them, but there's no repercussions for hitting a poll saying yes.
I'm looking at the numbers here on Bosa. It's a 5-year, $135 million extension coupled with $14.3 million that he's supposed to make in 2020. So it's a 6-year deal right now with a value of almost $25 million per year. Miles Garrett, let's see, the $27 million new money average leapfrogs Miles Garrett by $2 million per year, and that leaves Khalil Mack at $23 million per year and Aaron Donald at $22.5 million per year in the dust. Wow, that's a big jump there in average salary. Joey Bosa at $27 million. All right, we'll take a break. We're hopeful the Utah Jazz can locate their center. If not for the interview, then maybe for tomorrow's game. But Rudy Gobert is set to join us on the program. We hope next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Reggie Miller will join us from the bubble as we get ready. Reggie's got the Lakers and the Clippers. Reg will join us on the program. We make way for the star center for the Utah Jazz, two-time defensive player of the year and owner of one of the great nicknames in all of sports, the Stifle Tower. He's Rudy Gobert, who joins us from Orlando. Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Where are you right now?
In my room.
Now,
in the bubble.
What do you have in there that would be interesting?
What do I have? Probably my computer. My gaming setup.
What do you play?
Right now, I play Call of Duty. You know, it's a shooting game.
But you don't play basketball, do you? You don't play video games with basketball or Madden? Do you do that?
I play a little bit of 2K, but not a lot right now.
What about
it just
FIFA?
Depends.
FIFA?
I love FIFA.
I bet you do. what has life been like the last 5 months? If you were going to try it, if somebody didn't know your story, hadn't talked to you, how would you sum up the last 5 months?
A lot of adventures, I would say. You know, a lot of things happen. But, you know, thankfully, I'm in a great place right now, you know, both physically and mentally. And, you know, I'm excited to be back on the floor.
But take us back to that night in March. Like, what went through your mind at the time? And what would you have told that Rudy Gobert if you had that opportunity to go back in time?
Obviously, a lot of things were going through my mind. You know, the testing positive, and you know, and all the things that the domino effect that it started. But I think, you know, beside the little thing that happened, like I have no, you know, I stayed myself through all this. You know, I kept doing positive. I kept, you know, obviously there was a lot of fear. You know, I didn't know what the virus really was. It was tough to be away from my mom and my family because they were in France and they couldn't come over. And, you know, because all the flights were closed, international flights. So, you know, it was a little tough, but, you know, I'm glad that I had people around me that supported me. And, you know, I was able to get through this and, you know, I'm glad to be back right now.
But also, Rudy, at the time, we didn't know much about the coronavirus. And, you know, since you tested positive, did you think that maybe there was a bigger health risk or that, you know, that this could put you in the hospital or how dangerous it was?
I think really the unknown part of it, what was scaring me the most, you know, I was talking to different people across the world, people in Italy, France, even in China. And, you know, and there was a lot of kind of like unexplainable things that were happening to some of the patients. So, you know, I was just really worried that I could be one of them, you know, so I had to stay positive, you know, keep trying to do the right thing, trying to make sure, you know, I eat the right thing. I pretty much always do. So, you know, keep staying positive, especially, mentally and, you know, and just take the time that I'm going to need to recover.
But also I wondered about, you know, what kind of feedback you got, because it felt like you were being blamed for ruining sports. Did you get that feeling?
I definitely had that feeling on social media. You know, people were, I had a lot of messages, very negative messages. And, you know, I try to put my mind away from that because, you know, people are going to judge without really knowing what happened or knowing the situation. And at the same time, you know, there was a lot of fear, you know, there was a lot of anger, you know, people were just like me, you know, people were scared and you know, someone always got to be blamed. It's how it works.
Why did you go on social media?
You know, because I kind of like to stay connected, you know, try to see what's going on in the world, try to see, you know, I have a lot of friends that are people that I appreciate, that I follow on social media too. So,
but you knew people are going to be upset with you. Maybe you didn't realize how upset they were going to be with you.
But, you know, everyone has an opinion. And, you know, when people, most of the time on social media, people don't know. They just have a perception of you. It's based off perception, something that's been shown to them, something that, you know, they probably seen, like, they will see 1% of what you are and judge you based on that 1%. And, you know, I care about the people that know the 100% of really. I don't care. Not that I don't care, but, like, you know, I'm not trying to prove who I am to the rest of the people. The most important thing is to stay true to myself and, you know, keep doing the positive that I've been doing and that I'm going to continue doing for my communities and people around me.
He's Rudy Gobert, the Utah Jazz center. Jazz next game is against the Pelicans Thursday at 6:30 on TNT. Yeah, you start to look at this, and then the health situation. Do you have long-term health issues or anything that's still lingering or affecting you from testing positive?
I'm feeling good right now. You know, obviously the sense of smell is still not back 100%, but the taste is back. The smell is back probably 80%, you know, so it's I'm in a good place. You know, obviously there's still a lot of things we don't know about the long-term effect of the virus, but, you know, I'm just going to learn as we all do as a community.
Who gave you the nickname, the Stifle the Tower?
I think it's a beat writer from Salt Lake City. I think he's Jody. His name is Jody Genesee.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he found the name.
Isn't there a fake Eiffel Tower in Orlando at Epcot? Like, can you look out your window? Can you see the fake Eiffel Tower?
You know what? Let's take a look.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. Let's see if we can see the Eiffel Tower at Epcot. All right. There you go. Looking out over the lake. It's a nice view. I don't see anything higher than the trees there.
No. You know.
Yeah, there's no Eiffel Tower.
Fountain.
The fountain.
I don't see no gators. Nothing.
Have you seen the alligators there in the lake?
I don't walk close to the water. Too close.
That's very smart. You're playing against Zion Williamson here coming up. Now, if he goes up for a dunk, being a two-time defensive player of the year, maybe going to win it again this year, do you got to go after it?
I'm always going to, you know, if I'm in the right position, obviously, I'm always going to try to go and make a play. But what people need to understand is sometimes I can be in foul trouble. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to put yourself in certain situations. So it just depends on the situation. But yes, you know, I'm definitely going to be there to protect the basket.
I always love that big men who challenge that. I know we talk about you get posterized, but you also get blocked. I mean, I don't know. I don't like when the big guy goes, he ducks down out of the way. There are certain times when I'm sure you did, but did you have one of those moments, the welcome to the NBA, where you went up to try to block somebody and it didn't go well?
Yeah, I mean, people love to pause those videos when it happens. So yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, a few guys dunked on me before, and a few guys gonna dunk on me again. You know, it's part of the life of a defensive player of the year. You know, but I'm gonna keep try to do what's the best thing for my team defensively, and you know, at the same time, it's a game, you know. It's fun to accept the challenge, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You know, it's part of the game.
What's it like with no fans?
You know, it's interesting, but at the same time, I like what the NBA has put together. You know, I think the screens. The feeling was a little weird at first when I was shooting free throws and I saw like all the different faces behind. but you get used to it, and I think it can be a fun thing. I mean, when you're on the court, you don't. It's great to have the energy of the fans, but at the same time, once you're focused on what you have to do, you know, you kind of zone out and you just focus on the game.
Well, it's got to be weird. We're going to be able to hear a lot of things we normally don't get to hear, Rudy.
I mean, there might be some cuss words and stuff like that, but at the same time, it could be a pretty cool thing for the fans.
Oh, I agree. But I think if you're going to curse, do it in French.
I mean, it depends. I try to do it so the guy can understand. So
it's
a French guy. I mean, there's no point if not. So if it's an American guy, I do it in English.
Yeah. If it was, you know, Tony Parker, then you might be able to say something. Then he would understand. Good luck with this, Rudy. And it's been a long time battling through this. And, here we are on the verge of restarting this season. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Rudy Gobert, the Utah Jazz center. He's just turned 28 on June 26th there. Famous and infamous all at the same time. Back in, what was that, March 11th? And they shut it down. Yeah, I didn't know if he had the Eiffel Tower that, you know, like he feels, well, I'm just curious.
Like a taste of home?
Yeah, like he looks out his window. Wouldn't they do that for him? Like, can you have your hotel room facing towards Epcot where you can see the fake Eiffel Tower? He must have thought I was crazy asking. Well, he got up to show me, he held up his computer to say, I don't know, let's go look out there. And there was nothing out there.
Can't even tell the difference.
Nope. Reggie Miller will join us on the program tomorrow. The Falcons' Matt Ryan will join us as well. Final results of the poll question, McLevin. Todd, good job today in tracking Michael Phelps down and also Rudy Gobert. And we got Reggie Miller tomorrow and Matt Ryan. So you're feeling pretty good, I'm guessing.
Feeling good.
Yep, you should. McLevin, final results.
Would you throw at the Dodgers if you were an opposing pitcher? 64% say yes.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Would you throw at the Astros, not the Dodgers?
Yeah, not the Dodgers.
But though you got me interested. Will the Astros have to throw back?
Well, that's what I would worry about. Paulie, this day in sports history.
Nothing good, but this day in awesome bro history, 67 years ago today, Geddy Lee of Rush was born.
Oh,
the triumvirate.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
Oh, so it's not Matthew McConaughey's birthday, but he turned the same age as Wilford Brimley was in that movie.
In Cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look a lot different at 50.
Yeah, 50 years, 9 months, and like 6 days or something.
McLovin was right, 2015 Chandler Jones. Since 2015, first in sacks was 72.5. So, Todd, what did I learn on today's award-winning program?
Tom Curran thinks some of the Patriots who opted out would not have if Tom Brady was still the quarterback.
Yeah, that surprised me, that answer there. All righty. What we learned brought to you by LegalZoom. We're all faced with new challenges these days. If you need legal help, LegalZoom is there for you. A network of independent attorneys, they can provide advice when you need it. And since LegalZoom is a law firm, you don't have to leave your home. Visit LegalZoom.com today for more information. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow.